Welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. Today I want to talk about triumphing over your thoughts, the thoughts that terrify you, the thoughts that are terrorizing you. So many of us are walking around a mental mess, and it's because we have not successfully taken charge and authority and control over our thought life. Our thoughts are so powerful, they can either harm us or they can do us good. Psychiatrists have termed an unhealthy thought life as being intrusive or invasive thoughts, thoughts that are unwelcome. They're involuntary thoughts. They show us images that are negative. They are unpleasant ideas. And if we don't take control of our thought life, especially if it's a negative thought life, these thoughts can become an obsession, upsetting, distressing, and it can feel difficult to manage or eliminate. And an example of, let's say, terrifying and terrorizing thoughts. So if you're walking around a mental mess and you're not triumphing over your thought life, you're having feelings that, you're having thoughts that are terrifying, that create panic. If you are experiencing thoughts that are terrorizing, then you're feeling intimidated by the thoughts that you're seeing. Your thoughts are bullying you because it's causing you to do things and make decisions that you would otherwise not make. In other words, your thoughts are causing you to be scared. And you try to brush it off, but it's becoming a bit much because our minds entertain so many thousands of thoughts a day. And when you think about it in terms of thousands of thoughts coming through our minds, then you can see why it can be so overwhelming and why so many people are walking around a mental mess and are experiencing terrifying and terrorizing thoughts because it could be too much. A lot of times folks are getting up, going to work, you know, they've worked all day, they're tired, they feel exhausted when they get off, and when it's time to go to bed and when their head hits the pillow, you would think that they would just go to sleep, you know, fairly quickly. But for a lot of people, they are not. They're sitting there looking up at the ceiling and they can't go to sleep. They can't seem to turn their thoughts off, turn their brains off. And it's because these negative thoughts are running wild. These terrorizing and terrifying thoughts are running wild in a lot of people's minds, especially in this current climate that we are witnessing in the media these days. It's a bunch of folks are dealing with these what-if situations and the what-if voice. And these voices and these thoughts are feeding, you know, us one horrible scene after another in our mind. Now, what are some examples? What are some horrifying and terrorizing thoughts that you are currently dealing with? Are they thoughts of financial ruin? Are they thoughts of, I don't have enough, I'm gonna lose this, lose that, I can't afford this, can't get this, I'm never gonna meet the love of my life, I'm never gonna lose weight, my business is not gonna be successful, things are never gonna return the way that they were prior to COVID-19. What are your thoughts? What are your terrifying and terroristic thoughts? These are thoughts that just terrorize you over and over, where things are not gonna work out and that there is no hope for your situation. Examples of terrifying and terroristic thoughts are people, these are people who see everything in extremes. Have you been doing that lately? You see everything in extremes. You're always focusing on the negative and you're always expecting the worst to happen. And when I talk to people and that's all that I hear them saying, I was like, isn't it possible that something good could happen? You know, and people be like, ugh. And then they realize, oh my goodness, I have been giving so much energy and thought to the bad that I just didn't even entertain. It's possible that something good could happen instead of the bad. And we have to check ourselves, and that is the whole purpose of this podcast, is for us to be able to self-check ourselves and pick up on the fact that we are sending out a frequency of terrifying and terroristic thought energy. where some of us are just, quite frankly, we're thinking too much and we're getting too much in our head. We're overanalyzing stuff. And then we're wondering why we're manifesting that in our that situation in our day-to-day life. You created a lot of the things that happen in our reality begin with our thought process. But as I said, we entertain thousands of thoughts every day. And the experts have said that if we can manage that thought, do something to turn that negative thought, that terrifying and terroristic thought, into one that's healthy, one that has a lovely outcome within the first 24 to 48 hours, then that is how we take control over managing those negative thoughts that are trying to come in at an abundance of numbers each day. So if you let those thoughts linger around in your mind past that 48 hours, the experts have said that it will stay there permanently. And it will continue to harass you and terrify you and torment you. And the next thing you know, your life is going down a path that could have possibly been remedied if you had taken control over your thoughts. Monitor your brain thoughts. Monitor, because do you know that you are changing your brain by the way that you think, whether good or bad? And a lot of people are experiencing anxiety, OCD, depression, PTSD, bipolar, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder. These are all some of the symptoms that experts are saying are a result of these intrusive thoughts that many of us are dealing with. If you are a person that's walking around entertaining these terrifying and terroristic thoughts, you're always predicting that something bad will happen, and then you're accepting that prediction as fate. Does that sound like you? If it is you, then I'm challenging you today to take authority over your thought life. It's time to triumph in your thought life, because you first begin to think it, then you begin to speak it, then you begin to do it. It becomes a reality in your life. And too many people are walking around a mental mess. Do you feel like you're a mental mess? Have you felt like that in the last 36 hours or so? Feeling like there's been like a war going on in your mind, the battlefield of the mind, as Joyce Meyer calls it. The other thing that folks do that are entertaining these terrifying and terroristic thoughts, they magnify perceived slights or insults. They just blow small things up. And it's because their mind is talking to them, saying something negative, like, well, she's just trying to embarrass me, or she said that in a way to hurt me. And that person, that was not their intention to do that, to try to hurt you or throw out at you. But because there is possibly something that is unhealed in you, it triggered you. Because you felt like that person, your mind or your thoughts or your terrifying and terroristic and negative thinking caused you to feel like that person was trying to insult you or slight you in some way. Now, I know sometimes, what you perceive was actually probably, true. But in a lot of cases, we miss it because of our past. We are projecting that on a future situation. Our brain will tell us, oh, that happened to me in the past. Somebody did this. So when someone else comes into your presence and they have no clue their motive was really pure to not do that, you assume, yes, they did. They did that on purpose. Another example of terrifying and terroristic thoughts, you really believe those thoughts to be true and factual. Do you realize that sometimes our brains lie to us? Yes. Come on, tell the truth. How many times have you thought something was going to happen in a bad way, a bad outcome, and it didn't? Your mind terrorized you, bullied you, caused you to go into panic. And when you called to talk to those folks that you were afraid to talk to, you were avoiding, whoever that may be, and it didn't turn out any way that you had pictured it and visualized it in your mind, and you walk away feeling like, oh my goodness, I let this situation bully me, terrorize me, intimidate me, all this time. And it was, it was a breeze. Just a breeze. You know, it's kind of like meeting someone the first time or going on a job interview. And in your mind, you just, oh my goodness, you're so scared, you're so nervous. And when you get there, it's like it was the best interview ever. You know, don't let your mind play tricks on you, because it will lie to you sometimes. The other example of people who typically walk around and entertain these terrifying and terroristic thoughts, a lot of times they feel responsible for things that are not in their control. Now, if this is you, you have got to realize that there are some things you don't control, you can't possibly control. And it's not your fault. And you have to let it go. You are not responsible. Okay? And so don't let the thoughts that come along with feeling like you are responsible, 24, 48 hours, it has to go. Or less, it has to go. Talk yourself through it. We've got to become people who know how to deliver ourselves. You know, without the help of the clergy may not be around all the time, or the friends may not be around. You've got to learn how to deliver yourself. And a lot of times it just simply begins with your thought life. Shifting your thoughts, seeing the good, seeing that there's a possibility that it's going to work in your good, okay? Just like the scripture says, that it will work for your good. The next thing I want to talk about, so we know what invasive, intrusive thoughts are. We know what it means to be walking around with terrifying and terroristic thoughts. You know, you're intimidated, feeling bullied and scared, and you're panicked. We know, we talked about the examples of what it looks like. Next, I want to talk about how can you shift and change and overcome. The first thing you've got to do is label these thoughts as intrusive thoughts. Label them as terrifying and terroristic thoughts. A lot of times when these thoughts come, we don't call it out as soon as it happens. We don't call it what it is. And we don't try to figure out something is up. I keep having this thought about it. I dismiss it. You know, that's not true. Only good comes to me. We don't arrest it when it comes into our mind. Like I said, if we sit there and try to entertain it, let it hang out in our minds 24 to 48 hours, beyond that, it becomes something permanent. And then that's when we be flirting with that realm of anxiety, depression, OCD. We're kind of tiptoeing around it. And so when it first comes in our mind, we have got to arrest it, dismiss it, and correct it. Because a lot of times these thoughts try to lie to us, and we're like, nah, that's a lie. I dismiss this. And we come right back with a positive thought, even maybe have to speak the word or speak a positive affirmation. Then you've got to remind yourself, number two, is that these thoughts are automatic. Just because you have a thought, that does not mean that it's you. A lot of times these thoughts, you have to just shut it down, because thoughts could come because maybe you're afraid that you've got to deal with a situation that you may feel that you don't have all the resources for. You may be dealing with a situation that you feel like you've never done before, and so you're a little bit uncomfortable and you're not at ease about it. And so if you're feeling that way, sometimes those thoughts can begin to come in there and make you feel like, oh my God, I'm a fail. I've never done this before. Or I don't have the resources for that. Or you know the different things that you're dealing with. Think about those things. What is the top three things that you feel you're being terrified about or terrorized about? Think on it. Give yourself the honor of having this conversation. And don't always wait until you go to bed, because that's not the time. That's the time for you to get some rest. By the time you lay down at night, you want to be able to process all this stuff out way before then, so that you can get some rest at night. The next thing you want to do is you want to keep practicing labeling these intrusive thoughts, identifying these intrusive thoughts, knowing that some things you don't have control over. You got to continue to practice that. Why do we have to continue to practice it? Because thoughts, just because we go through these steps, that doesn't mean they're not going to come back. different thoughts are going to continue to come through our mind. And therefore, we have to practice. And the more we practice, the more we can shut down those terrifying and terroristic thoughts, those intrusive and those invasive thoughts. Because if we don't, it will cause us to be sick. It will cause us to be walking around here worried and stressed and overwhelmed and burdened, irritable, frustrated, cranky, triggered. People don't want to be around us when we are walking around a mental mess. Because they just, people feel like, oh my God, I don't know if you're on or off or to walk on eggshells or not. I don't want to trigger you and throw you into a worse mental mess. And then next thing you know, I'm a mental mess because I'm having to experience your mental mess. And that doesn't feel good. Have you ever experienced somebody that's going through a mental mess and then they trying to put that mess off on you? By the way they're treating you, talking to you. You know, a lot of times when you go into these businesses, a restaurant and store, some of these workers in these places, you can tell that they're dealing with something. I don't get mad. I have compassion because I know that it's a sign that something is going on internal that has nothing to do with me. It's their issue and I'm not going to make it mine. And so that's why we have to practice, because it's work trying to manage these thoughts. I admit that it is some serious work. And it's even harder when you're constantly seeing, okay, I had a negative thought, I'm trying to shut it down, but now this circumstance over here has come along to compound the thought that I had. So you're like, now I gotta fight through the thought, which now has a visual reality circumstance that's now causing me to be even more strict. You gotta fight through it. You have got to fight through it. Do not let your thoughts drive you crazy. You hear what I'm saying? There's too many people out here. We see it in the news. We see it in the media where people have flipped out and their thoughts became words that caused them to go out and do something that landed them in jail, landed them in the hospital, landed them in the grave, landed them somewhere they never thought that they would be. Landed them somewhere their friends and family never thought they would see that person experience. And it all begins with the thought. We've got to think, triumph thought, not terrifying and terroristic thought. Whether you're young, old, whatever age you are, be wise enough to know when your mind is running wild. Be wise enough to know when your mind is making you sick. Be wise enough to know when your mind is making you broke. Be wise enough to know when your mind is causing you to miss out on opportunities that you should be slaying in, that you should be taking advantage of, that you should be soaring in. Be wise enough to identify when your thoughts are causing you to live a life of limitation. Be wise enough to know when your thoughts are causing you to just not be where you should be. Okay? We've got to take control of these thoughts. We've got to triumph in our thoughts that are trying, especially the ones that are terrifying us and trying to terrorize us. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8 that we should think on things that whatsoever things that are noble, right, pure. I mean, what percentage of your thoughts are pure? If you are entertaining a whole lot of mess, then more than likely your reality is experiencing that as well. Did you hear what I just said? If your life and your reality is not what you want it to be, I challenge you to look at how you're thinking. Matter of fact, every time you have a negative thought, I want you to write it down. Type it in your phone. One person, they would put a rubber band around their wrist, and every time they had a negative thought, they would pop the rubber band. And at the end of the day, they said that their wrist was sore because they didn't realize, it helped them to realize just how negative, terrifying and terrorizing their thoughts were. And as a result, it was impacting their bodies, them physically. Think on the things that are pure. Think on things that are lovely. Are you thinking on some lovely things? What does lovely look like to you? We already know what's bad and defeated and, you know, sad and bankrupt and hopeless and helpless. We already know what that is. The many times we can, that's why it's so easy to go into that. Negativity is so easy to entertain, but it's a fight and a push to entertain things that are pure, lovely, right, noble, healthy, positive. That's why it takes practice, practice, practice. When people come and want to talk, and I can listen to the things that they're saying, the words that they are saying in the statement and describing the situation, and you can already pick up why they feel the way that they feel, because the words are a reflection of what's going on in the thought. Think on things that are excellent. Think on the things that are praiseworthy. These are the things that we should focus on. And remember, our thoughts are powerful. They can harm us or they could do us good. It's your decision which one you're going to experience, harm or good. All right, that's my time. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast on triumphing over our thoughts that terrorize and terrify us. If something I said today was a blessing, a benefit, or help to you, I ask that you like, share, comment, rate today's podcast. And until the next episode, have a wonderful week.